Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 42. We're talking about friendships. And we do have a need for others, and we discussed that in the last shir. But there is moderation with that. It should not take away the idea of your own self-worth and your own self-work, and not to be over-dependent on others. Hillel said it in Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yudalit, Im ein ani li, mi li. If it's not for myself, who will be for me? And if can shnei la'atzmi ma'ani, but if I am by myself, what am I? In other words, do not make yourself overly dependent on others. If you won't take care of your own needs, how can you expect other people to take care of them? On the other hand, be aware of your limitations. We are dependent on others. We do need support groups. We do need chizik from one another. There is a klal concept of connecting one to the other. The richest people and the wisest people need each other. And all spectrums of Klal Yisrael need each other. So consistently reacting in either extreme aloneness or extreme friendship that creates a unhealthy dependence or codependence or enmeshment is not healthy either. So Hill is explaining a middle path. Do for yourself what you can, but don't be proud to ask others for help when you need help from others. We are social beings. We need to connect with other people, but we also need to work on our own self-growth. On our own, with our own development. Truth is, there are different natures. We talked about it in personality types. We're going to discuss it. One of them is the obvious difference between introverts and extroverts. If someone's a natural extrovert, very friendly, outgoing, gets charged by and energized by being with people, they need to work on the alone part, working on one's own, being alone sometimes. Connecting with Hashem one-on-one. On the other hand, introverts who like being alone, comfortable being alone, can become too isolated and they need to connect more. So each tchuna has a different test, but there needs to be a balance, that middle road. Me'orvim abriyos, being together with people, loving people, connecting with people all the time, being part of a klal, but also respecting your own individuality and space. This applies in marriage too. They are all one, but not unhealthy enmeshed one, not unhealthy codependent or extreme dependence one. They are one, but they're two different individuals, and it's healthy to have both aspects of it, like two circles that intersect where there's a middle where they both meet, but they're also different individuals. That is healthy. That is healthy, and that is the ideal. There is no tzibur without a yachid, and there's no yachid without the tzibur. The Sfas Emes puts it in one place, I believe, klal hatzarech leprat, uprat hatzarech leklal. That you don't have a tzibur. It's not like communism where they're all like, you know, there's no, in their philosophy at least, that one doesn't have more value than the other, or they don't know different, and so on. You know, they throw jobs at them, what they expect them to do, like they're cookie cutters of some sort. It doesn't work like that. Each one is an individual. And only then do you have the true concept of a tzibur. So there's something called independence, which is not healthy. That's a complete independence where it's me, and I don't need anyone, and I don't need to come onto anyone. That's not healthy. Even the biggest Baal Betochen that they trust only in Hashem wants a Yid to interact with other Yidin and love other Yidin and connect and be, you know, give and take in a healthy way between Yidin and among human beings. So it's not healthy to be totally, totally independent to an extreme. To be dependent to the extreme or codependent where you're enmeshed, where you don't have an identity unless the other one says you do. You don't feel whole unless the other one gives you approval. That's not healthy either. A healthy thing is somewhere in between. There's a term that was coined, interdependence, a combination of independence and dependence, each one in a healthy way. So that's one concept. Moderation in this concept of friendship and of being with people, a moderation and balance between a yochid and a klal. The people that are obsessed with just klal, and forget about the individuality of people will not be matzliach. On the other hand, if you focus too much on individual, not taking into consideration klal, that's also harmful. The fact that Hashem establishes the concept of a minyan, or Broiv Hadras Amelech, or how Hashem is Nachas Ruach when he sees many of Klal Yisrael combining in Zibun, you have special brachas as the numbers increase, and so on and so forth, means Hashem does value that tremendously. So it's a balance. The next concept we're going to learn is that the way you behave towards others will affect their behavior towards you. In Tenuas HaMusar, he brings down a line, a real interesting line. A fool can turn a friend into an enemy, and a wise man can turn an enemy into a friend. A lot has to do with influence and being a pikeach and seeing the good points and know how to utilize those good points that you see in other people. Or the famous Pasuk in Mishlei. K'mayim panam apanam king leva adam la'adam, Mishlei perachav zayin, Pasuk yutes. As in water, face answers to face, so the heart man to man. What is this principle of this Pasuk in Mishlei? This is a major, major principle of our relationships with others. We want others to be friendly and kind to us. The behaviors of others is not in our direct control. That is true. We cannot control other people's behaviors, but our behaviors are in our control, and what our behaviors are play a large role in creating the world we live in and how others will behave towards us. So we can't control how others behave towards us, but we can influence how others behave towards us. And generally speaking, if we behave towards others in a positive manner, they are likely to reciprocate. Sometimes they won't, they have bechira, but they are likely to reciprocate. This is such a yesod in all Bein Adam L'Chaveiros, but especially in Shalom Bayis. Over time, it works. You work, your wife or husband could be very nasty right now. Or that, you know, there's a separation, there's a big wall between the two of you. And you decide on your own, not because your husband or wife told you to, but on your own, to start acting more friendly or pleasant with Ayin Toiva. You may not see results in days or even weeks, and it could be months, but the results will be, it'll chip away, K'mayim panim al panim. Even if it should be ideally a two-way street, but even if it's a one-way street, ultimately there is an influence. When you act hostile and aggressively towards others, they are likely to behave in a similar manner towards you. When you yell at somebody, he's likely to yell back at you. On the other hand, if you're caring and cheerful towards others, they're apt to feel that love towards you. So simply for basic reasons, even shaloi lishma, regular reasons, on a pragmatic level, you should be kind and friendly with dealing with others. That's right, Victor Miller, like, he kind of, it was a little contradictory, but in some tapes I heard it clearly. He praises the works of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie was a non-Jew, lived in the early 20s. They redid his works to adapt to the current culture, but I have the originals, but fantastic. He wrote two fantastic books. One of them is on how to eliminate worry, and the next one is about how to make friends and influence people. Now, Victor Miller said he wasn't a tzaddik, this guy. He was just a good businessman and understood the benefits of positive relationships. And he came up with these two books that are tremendous chachma in there. And in the tapes that I had, older than others, he sort of said, better to learn Musser, you know, not from there. But in other tapes, he praised these books. And I praise these books. I've read them both. They are fantastic. excellent tools. And a lot of them is basically Torah-based. You can find Makairis in the Chazal for it. One on eliminating worry, and the other one on influencing people. And he talks a lot about this. It's Kedait also, and he puts it in Gateway to Happiness. Rabbi Pliskin brings to read his book, Love Your Neighbor, which he talks at length about the chiv in the Torah to do chesed and to not cause people pain or harm or loss. So instead of complaining about someone's behavior towards you, it's more constructive to work on your behavior towards them. Even if you have to force yourself, act with chesed, act with love towards all your relatives and acquaintances. You do this consistently, you will generally see major improvements in those other people's behaviors towards you. It's not foolproof. Sometimes someone's an action, sometimes stubborn, sometimes a person is toxic, and it won't happen. Even in Shalom Bayis, if one of them is very, very unhealthy, and you speak to a Rav or a mentor, people that are, for example, narcissists and abusers or psychopaths, sociopaths, it's a whole different ballgame. But hopefully and realistically, 95% plus of you listening are not in that situation. They just have flaws. They have their moods. In those cases, adopting this attitude of acting kindly towards your husband and wife can save many, many marriages and many, many couples from needless quarreling, needless suffering, needless agmas nefesh. You ignore, you know your spouse has a grouchiness moods, anger moods. You ignore it and you nevertheless speak in a cheerful or calm tone with compassion. You find that difficult. Here it's mutter de shaloi lishma. Pretend you're an actor on stage. Here you could pretend. Use your acting skills. When your spouse is in a bad mood and you need to act cheerful, pretend that you're an actor. You're going to be an Emmy or an Oscar-winning actor. Not only will this prevent the quarrel, but it will influence the other person to behave better towards you. And again, we're not talking about burying things under the rug. You know, when there's certain issues that need to be discussed, you discuss it at some point when the both are calm and able to communicate. But in most situations where one is angry or grouchy, now is not the time to have that communication regardless. So pretend you're an actor and smile and see the outcome. There are rare disturbed individuals that will not respond favorably to sincere efforts. That's a different ballgame, like we said. Narcissists, psychopaths, sociopaths. But generally speaking, they respond positively. Over time, they will. You give, Michtam Leo says, that will increase the love for that person. You make an effort to help everyone you meet, you'll feel close to people, even strangers that you... someone that you know, when you help them, they become your friends. And of course, the Beis Shammai's memra, Beis Shammai, who was technically the stricter one, have a Kabbalist called Adam B'Save upon him Yafais. See the Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Testavav. And the Tiferes Yisrael there says that doing this act of kindness to all people, the smiling face, will increase positive feelings others have towards you. The recipient of your smile gains, and you increase the number of your friends. When you smile to someone, he is apt to smile to you, and this will increase your own positive feelings. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha to all.